Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Oh yeah. Hoffy, let's shine, baby. Hit it up.
All right, BT, listen, congratulations to the Johnnies right now as they're sitting at number 7. Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth. St. John's will be a top 5 team by the end of the season.
By the end of the season. Okay, I'm going to say something that I think is going to probably maybe worry St. John's fans, but it really has no impact on how I actually think they're going to do. I'm going to say it's a bald-faced lie. Listen, I don't want to get too into it now because it's a lot, but I look at the metrics, and the one thing that St. John's doesn't have a ton of that a lot of the, well, there's not many teams in front of them, period, but the teams that I think will remain top five that they have, they just have more quad one wins. So, like, St. John's only has a couple, but everything else, they're perfect, like 7-0, 8-0, 9-0, whatever it might be in the different quads there. So when you look at somebody like, you know, Tennessee and Auburn, I think Auburn's got 13 quad one wins. It's going to be hard to jump into the top five in the poll, which really means nothing. To me, the poll is just more energy for the fans. There's symbolism that you've arrived for sure. You know, when St. John's was unranked, I think it was important for St. John's fans to see a 22 or 21 next to their names to validate, all right, we're coming. And then as you creep up, hey, we're top 10. We haven't been there since basically Malik Sealy or whatever it may be. The top five would be further validation, but to me, I'm more concerned with a top four seed in the big dance because that depends on, or that directly impacts where you go in the first and second round. St. John's has a real chance to go up to Providence. As a matter of fact, I was just looking at Joe Lenardi's latest updated bracketology. Joe's got like a 99% hit rate over the last 15 years on this. I don't know how he does it. Not only the actual teams, but like where they go. I think he's wrong on this. Right now he's got St. John's a 4 seed. I think they're higher than that. And some other bracketologists have them higher. He got him in a 4-13 game, but he's got him up in Providence, which keeps him local, which means a lot of St. John's fans could go. So, long-winded way of saying bold-faced lie. I don't think they're top five, but I think what's more important is a top four seed, which I think they will get.
Very cool.
There you go.
Bold-faced.
Do you start watching soon? I mean, what do you need? Them to get to the championship game to watch them?
Yeah, once they get to the finals, I'll put it on.
Final four, then you jump in?
That's what I do.
We don't need you then.
Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Marcus Stroman will be on the Yankees opening day roster.
Yeah, this is a good one. I'm going to say bald-faced lie. I think now, I know I kicked around that whole Met Brett Beatty thing. I'm not necessarily saying that, but I just don't think he's going to, I don't know that he would actually truly protest, like, I'm not coming out of the bullpen, literally. Like, you could say it in February and kind of let things shake out and get away with it. Unless the Yankees have some injuries and, you know, knock on wood, they don't. How are you going to start the season, unless it's a six-man or whatever, I don't know why they would do that, and have him be unhappy in the bullpen, which I think that he would be, because he said that. I think he's playing ball enough now. I don't have a big problem with Stroman now, but I think it would get to be a big issue. And I do think the Yankees need a third base coupled with other teams' need for at least serviceable arms. I think he's gone. I'm gonna say, and now I also see the other side. There's strength in numbers. There's value in keeping him around. Somebody goes down, he's certainly competent. I think it's a bold-faced lie. I think he was off the Yankees roster by opening day.
And finally, the Mets will add a starting pitcher by the end of spring training.
They have to be. That's a bold-faced truth. If they don't, I think it's irresponsible. And it doesn't have to be one of the top targets. I'm not quite saying that, but there's no way. There's no way that the Mets could start the season and not have Sean Manaea and not have Montas. Now, Montas is much longer, and, you know, you listen to the Mets and Mendy. It's more musculature.
Not sure what musculature means.
I mean, why do you play the idiot?
Musculature
is not playing.
Yeah, that musculature. I've never heard that before.
Well, maybe you should battle Evan for the L and a Sal instead of Sal.
I could do that. I'd win.
Well, I got a question. Would you and Sal combined win?
Yeah. We know more than you think. I just don't know what musculature is. I don't think I've ever heard that term before.
If you've never
heard of muscular.
Yeah, but musculature is just derived from the word muscular. How do you? It's one thing if you don't know how to use it. You've never heard it?
No.
How smart could you be?
Well,
if you never heard it.
But it's not about being smart. It's when have you used it in a sentence until just now?
Well, I've seen it written. I'm just saying muscular. I just wonder, is it muscular or is it musculature? I mean, I've seen it.
I've heard muscular.
Well, I hope so.
But musculature?
40-something-year-old man.
Well, true.
Musculature is just, yes, I guarantee it's a word. How it applies to, you know, to the injury.
In sentence.
But I'm not sure either, but I'm going to go with musculature.
Musculature.
Actually, it is musculature. Oh, what was that?
That was Dove being creative. It worked.
Well.
So it's a real word.
I know that, but I'm
he didn't.
Yeah, Dove, you're actually on point today. Yeah, like, very succinct, very direct, and maybe a bit of a stretch to say witty, but you're with it today. Nice to hear you listen to the show for once.
Once is right.
Mm-hmm. I know pretty soon you're going to get hit with those Yankee logs, all the commercials, right? Then he never listens to the show.
It started anyway, already.
For the spring training stuff. When is our first Yankee game on the air?
In March.
Do you have the day?
I do. I think it's 22nd, maybe.
That late?
Double check, yeah.
Hopefully it's on at 1 o'clock. Me and Sal get out of here.
No, they purposely do it. Ryan made sure to do it when you're not on so that doesn't interrupt your show.
Well, how about Spike making us do that stupid stream thing? No, the Yankees have a day game, guys. You got to stick around to do a stream so 37 people can listen to it. We're not doing that again, are we? I hope not.
Well, we weren't going to, but now that you gave Ryan some ideas.
Yeah, Ryan's not going to drop that on us. I'm pretty confident. About Manaea. He's banged up. I did hear Mendy talk about it. He didn't seem overly concerned, but the thing that's, you know, you can feel good when you're talking about, like, obliques and intercostal and that stuff in the rib cage. You could sneeze in the middle of the night and you could get a setback. You could be well on your way to health, and then you kind of stretch for something in the shower. You drop the soap, you get the shampoo, whatever, and you reach down, and you just wince, and you're kind of back to square one. I do think they need to get an arm. I'm not saying some crazy trade. I'm not saying that necessarily, although, you know, I might, but they got to get an arm. All right, BT and Sal, what's that, March 14th? Well, then why'd you say March 22nd?
I was wrong. I thought we have a game on the 21st and 22nd and 23rd, but our first game's the 14th.
Musculature is a word. I just found it.
Oh, these guys, I'll tell you. See, the sad thing is that Hoff is not really playing the role of dope. He's naturally dopey. Sometimes he's brilliant and sometimes he's lost. It's a very interesting, combination, Hoff. Let's get back to the calls. BT and Sal, 888-808-1019. Let me get, how about a little Farrell in Smithtown, New York? Farrell, what's going on?
Hey, BT, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Hey, I thought you'd be the perfect person to ask this question because I was thinking about this last night. So let's just say, oh my God, the Johnnies went on and won the title.
Which title? The Big East title?
No.
Gotcha.
I'm talking bigger picture.
Okay, the championship. Okay. Got it.
Championship. Yep. Where would that rank? So I was thinking about New York sports championships in the last 50 years because obviously college football is a negative. There's nothing in New York. The Johnnies have only got to a Final Four 50 years ago. If the Johnnies won the title, BT, you know, do you equate that to, like, the Giants beating the Pats twice or the Yankees in 96? Like, is where do you,
oh, man,
personally,
geez,
where does that stand in New York? Because we've never seen it.
No.
You know, we've never seen that.
No. My answer, though, now, that's an awesome question. You know, I know I love kicking this stuff around. Thanks for the call, Farrell. I think, for me, it's different for a lot of you. I'll tell you first for me, and then I'll try to take a guess what it might mean for the city. To me, it would be right there on the same line as the 96 Yankees winning the championship. It would be 1 and 1A. Honestly, it might even be before the Yankees. But that's for me. And you know my love for St. John's and, you know, how it really fostered that relationship. You know, my dad and I back in the day and my neighborhood, where Mullen's from, and all the things that make it important to me. Not to mention doing the games, it's right there with the 96 Yankees because I was alive, but I was, you know, I didn't watch the 77 and 78 Yankees, as you know, just based on when I was born. I was just a little bit too young to watch it. So it's right there. For the city, it's obviously going to be lower on the list because think about all the Giant fans that aren't seeing. I mean, the Giants, I mean, how many New Jersey residents are Rutgers fans or Seton Hall fans before Johnny's fans? Now, I think St. John's is fan base, and I think when St. John's is good, and I don't mean to slight anybody here, when St. John's basketball is like they are now, which is so rare, but even if they were not quite this, they are, I mean, they just blow by whatever Rutgers and whatever Seton Hall is going to produce in terms of energy in the city, whether it's the nightly sportscast or content on the shows or clicks, whatever it might be. Yeah, it's different. And it's also different, like, say if St. John's got here back in the day with Blavin or, you know, Norm or Mike Anderson, the elevated status of St. John's, so much of it is that Patino is an icon. He coached the Knicks. He's one of us. So my answer is different than I think many answers, but for me, it would be right on that top line. If they were, and I answered the question. I try not to look that far ahead because you could have one game, wrong matchup, 4-13, 5-12, 3-15, 2-15, 6-15, whatever the matchup might be. You could go home, and it's over like that, bang. And I want to enjoy the ride. I understand part of it for you, maybe the fringe fan jumping in now, you're going to push it forward. And I respect that, and I'll certainly engage, and I'll do that. I'm just saying, for me, I'm just looking forward to, number one, the docuseries on Vice tonight, which feels like another game. And the Butler game tomorrow. And then going to the Garden, doing the Seton Hall St. John's game on Saturday. And then eventually, you know, wrap it up with Marquette. And by then they should, and I strongly believe will, be regular season champions. And then you see, you know who you play in round two when you get the bye in the Big East tournament. Then you get wrestled. Like, to me, it's like these little tolls here. And I'm not looking to get 9 exits down the Garden State before one at a time for me. It has been too long, and I'm enjoying it. I'm not trying to rush anything. 888-808-1019. It's BT and Sound on Fan. Coming up, we'll hit you with the King topic of the day. Also, get into a little bit more, of course, the Stafford stuff for the Jets and the Giants. Quarterback draft is up with the combine this week. But also, you know, really, the Mets do need to make a move for a pitcher before the season starts. How aggressive should they be? We'll get into that as well. BT and Sal on the Fan.